An errant cast while fly fishing does not always spell disaster. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight, talking with Tom Laird about a recent fly fishing trip in Montana where the wind was blowing and the fish were not working off a hatch. So often we talk to fishermen who refer to flies that resemble a hatch, but what if there is no hatch? Here's your answer.
This place where we're up at, there is no hatch that I know of. I've never seen a hatch occur on these rivers. There's always something floating in the water or going in the water. There's meadows, a lot of bushes. So like July and August is, if you have a big grasshopper pattern, you're golden, because they're jumping in the water all the time. And you can kind of, there's a lot of bugs in the evening coming off the water and they're feeding on them. But it's one of those streams where it's got brooks, it's got rainbows, it's got browns, it's got whitefish in it. And the competition for food is high, but there's a lot of food available. The best cast I ever had in my entire life, I had a bumblebee fly on. I threw it across the stream, and it hit a willow, and it wrapped around it. And then I just gave a little tug, and it unwrapped, and it dropped on the water, and a 2-foot brown came right out and took it as soon as it touched. Just bam, you know. You're like, where the heck did that fish come from? But that's what happens. They're pretty much opportunistic feeders rather than hatch feeders. The moral of that is an errant cast is sometimes not always a death sentence. If you finesse it back out and drop it in the water, it looked just like a bumblebee fell off a twig into the water. And the fish was probably watching it the whole time going, oh yeah, here comes dinner.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.